Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Hayton from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts, Sunday 9 to 10. We're into the new year now. We're not just Happy New Year. We're in it.
Yes, the
2023.
First full week of the new year, I guess, now.
Yeah.
And we're recording during that week. So we had recorded the last show, which was you and me talking about all the good things from last year, all the cool things we have going on as a business,
yeah.
Which is cool, which I think has a business entrepreneurial flair. And then y'all got me and Patrick again to start the new year because we're going to talk about expectations and all that.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about, man. I mean, not only that.
What do we got?
We had a little bit of an interesting situation here around Christmas Eve. I don't know if you noticed. It got a little cold.
Yeah, technically we had that before last show, but we had pre-recorded because
correct.
Of the holidays. It got cold. But I remember one time back in like 02 or 03, when our office was over on Harding Place off of Kenilworth Avenue, it got cold, and a big sheet of ice hung down this building. I think, you know, mechanical equipment on top of this old building. There at the corner of Moorhead, and it's an old building. It's gone now. There's apartments there. Moorhead and Kenilworth, a humongous, I mean, it was like 20 feet around, like a pillar, like six stories tall, and it stayed there for like 3 weeks. I don't think it stayed below freezing every day. I think it would get a little bit above freezing, but I mean, it didn't get out of the 30s for like 3 weeks during that 1 year, that one time. That was in December.
Well, it's fun, and that's December to have that kind of cold. I mean, we're typically looking at like, you know, mid 50s.
I mean, I gotta say somebody isn't living right.
What's that for it to get that cold in December
in Charlotte? On Moorhead Street.
I don't know, man. It's supposed to get cold at Christmas. I mean, not that cold, but it Christmas is a winter holiday. It can't
it's
be
not
70
supposed to be
degrees.
Cold in Charlotte. It doesn't get cold in Bahamas during Christmas.
They don't. That's not real. It's not a real Christmas.
They
down
still
there.
Wear Christmas hats.
They wear the Santa
Claus hats.
With they decorate the palm trees. Nah,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Those people have to find their feeling.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I'm gonna. How do you land a sleigh in sand?
The same way you landed in snow. You don't have to worry about the sand melting.
That's how we need the mud here. At
the
least
brakes
land
might work
mud.
A little better.
Yeah. Those reindeer don't like it hot, man.
Do what?
So those reindeer don't like it hot.
And then I think everybody I know, including myself, got some sort of sick over the holidays.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're not the only one.
We went to Alabama, and I got sick a little bit. I had an earache. I hadn't had an earache in 15 or 20 years. I didn't think grown men got earaches. I might not be a grown man, but that's for a different debate.
It's a different conversation. So you got an ear. It was like a true ear infection like you got when you were a kid?
It felt like
those
it felt like my whole
hurt.
Side of my head was throbbing.
It's like, man, did I get?
I tasted my my cavities from yonder year. I was like, golly, I've been taking great care of my teeth. Why is my tooth throbbing?
Either that or Reagan cold clocked me while I was asleep.
And Reagan told me to, you know, she's mother hen. She told me to put hot water in a water bottle and lay on it on my ear. It didn't help.
I've heard about putting like a hot cloth in a cup and putting it over your ear. Did that help? Did you try that?
I didn't. I put hot water in a water bottle and
like,
laid
put your head on it.
And it didn't work. Man. Made it hurt worse.
So what'd you do?
I cried.
You cried?
No, I didn't cry. I went to the urgent care.
Then they fixed
like
you
a
up?
Man.
Give you some amoxicillin and off you go.
They gave me some I didn't have a fever, and I had energy. I just had – my head was hurting. My head was congested and hurting. So I didn't think I had the flu, or I didn't think I had COVID or any – you know, you hear the symptoms of that or generally have fever and body aches and stuff. I didn't have that. I was just in pain, and I was clogged up in the head. So I wait in line. It's pretty efficient doing that.
Yeah.
Now. I wait in the car, actually. Fill it out online on my phone and then wait in the car. Went and got some Chick-fil-A. That was good. And then I go in, they take my temperature. I did not have a temperature, and they swab me for, a lot of people have strep throat right now.
Strep throat, flu, COVID,
flu,
it's all
COVID,
going around. Yeah.
Swab for three things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One in the throat, I guess strep was in the throat, COVID and flu were in my nose, and I was no temperature, none of that, and the doctor said, You mind if I check my ear? I had both of my ears are red inside, and I was clogged up. And she said, "You mind if I give you a antibiotic shot and a steroid shot now, and then I'll prescribe you?" I was like, "Baby, give me all you got. Let's go. I'm in the game." So I got on the Super Jump booster.
So you got the
got feeling better pretty quick.
Thought you were looking a little more swole today. You got the steroid shot.
I definitely am on steroids. My pull-ups went a little easier this morning. Yeah. Did like half a more.
So you did one and a half?
Half a more.
Gotcha.
That's all I got.
Half a more.
But I'm feeling good.
That's good.
New year. And then I'm reading these articles and, you know, all these self-help things I get, whatever, and then at church, and you know, everybody's talking about all the doom and gloom that happened last year. I really look at things in a positive light. I think it's a gift that I have. I think you're very similar. I don't dwell on negativity. I push positivity, kind of like Bart Noonan. I'm a positive pusher.
Whatever you think will happen will probably happen. Mm. I mean, it's mindset, dang, right?
I just don't think, in hindsight, I thought it was a great year. It was my 43rd half and 44th half year. It was a great year. I mean, and some things happened during that year, and things always happen.
They always happen.
I'm excited about this year.
I am too. I mean, I think
2023. I mean, it's Michael Jordan's year. Are you serious?
Yeah.
If there ever was a year, this is it.
I mean,
my kids got new Jordans for Christmas.
Go.
I'm wearing a Tar Heel shirt.
Bubba Wallace going to win
the
next SR Cup, man. Let's do
Michael
it.
Michael Jordan's printing money in all angles of life. Yeah. Way to go, Air Jordan. I'm proud of you. Man, all right. We're going to cut up. We're going to talk a little bit about current events, what happened, talk some business plans for the year.
Talk about the service. I mean, this is a great opportunity to explain some Roby Services service.
Patrick's
going to
talk to you about our business, the services business.
About what happened, yeah, about how that worked.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to At Home with Roby. We'll be right back. Trent and Patrick.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. 2023, we're coming at you with authority. We're in the first full week.
Yeah, so Ford got him two pair of Jordans, and Piper got her two pair of Jordans for Christmas. This is not Trent. Daddy's not pushing this.
Well, why we're on the topic of sports, I don't know if you – did you catch the Monday Night Football game? We're recording this on Tuesday, full disclosure.
Yeah.
With DeMar Hamlin, that's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
It's crazy. So, God bless him.
God bless
him. Hopefully he continues to recover. I think currently he's in critical condition.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They got his pulse going last night. And
unbelievable. I mean, it kind of like, you know, you look at professional athletes almost in a different light. I do. I mean, everybody really does, but they really humanized professional football last night, what happened with those two teams. The reason I bring this up, too, is, obviously we're praying for this fellow to get better, but he did a toy drive before this, and it had raised like $2,500, I think, is the total. I'm sure I'm getting this all wrong for you fact checkers. I checked it before he came in here. It said $3 million.
I mean, you gave him $1.5 million. How's that make you feel?
So you gave the
proud
other
of yourself?
No. I mean, I just think it's cool to watch actually care
That's
about
good.
What they should care about, and it's this
That's
guy that
great.
Was just doing his job and gets
It was weird because we weren't paying attention to it, and then we went in to watch the game, and it was paused. Everybody,
yeah.
You know, and now you can rewind everything on your TV, so it's like rewind it, and we rewound it and watched the play, and we didn't realize that was the play because he
didn't seem like anything
out of
the
ordinary. It looked like a normal
hit.
Yeah. He stood up, plays over, and then he collapsed. He had to watch it a couple of times. Bad, crazy, freak stuff, man. Hopefully he's all right, and hopefully it was a freak thing that he'll be able to come back.
Well, you're right. And to your point earlier about having an optimistic, positive outlook in life, this is why you have that. I mean, you don't know when this could happen to you. I mean, this poor guy's 24 years old, epitome of health, obviously being a professional athlete, and there he is just doing his job and he keels over.
No, that was a fella that 40 years old passed away in Belmont this weekend. An acquaintance friend of mine, children friends of my daughter's, and from all signs healthy, and just a crazy thing, and live every day to your fullest, man. And God bless her family. I'm not going to say their name. Leave that private. But take a second for that fella as well. But, I mean, you just got to – you got to give it all you got every day. Love hard. Enjoy life. Enjoy. It's about love and joy, really. I'm over here preaching a sermon.
It's okay, though. I mean, I think that's kind of – a lot of the show is positive, uplifting. That's kind of what we do. I mean, we had some more tragedy in Charlotte in the construction industry where you know, you had the scaffolding fall and three poor guys fell 70 feet and lost their life. I mean, it's just –
man,
there's so much to be thankful for and to walk around, you know, like you talk about it, being grumpy. It's just there's not enough time in the world to do that.
And that's what, when I took the kids to school today, we're back in the rhythm. First day back to school for my kids, so it was kind of cool. They were a little grumpy, and I was like, hey, look, you mean we had breakfast this morning. I mean, there's people that the scaffolding, the football player, the fellow in Belmont, I mean, there's people that don't have their – spouse, their child, their parent. And this is all just what we see locally, and this happens all over the world every day. So you gotta be gracious. That's what you gotta do. And I think you look through, you know, the richest man in Babylon talks about how you look through life, what lens you look through life in, but you look through it in a gracious lens and a humble lens and a forgiving lens
and a faithful lens. I mean, have faith.
Yeah, have faith. And we talk about that a lot. Have faith in something. Believe in something. It's the same thing with charity. You know, I've talked about that a lot before. We push charity a lot on here. We have a lot of charity initiative entrepreneur type folks. And then we have bigger organizations like Make-A-Wish we really support. And when I'm on my charity soapbox and people that want to have a reason not to give and justify stuff in their mind are like, well, why would you choose Make-A-Wish, or why would you choose West Boulevard Ministries, or why would you? I'm like, man, I don't look. They check all the honesty, integrity things I need to be checked, and until otherwise, that's what I'm picking. Where do you give your money? You giving to something? Then I'll hush about it.
Well, it goes all the way down. I was in a men's group, and I said this before at my church, and there was an older fellow in the group, and we were talking about whether it was right or wrong to give money to people that were begging on the streets. And, you know, good argument there, right? Well, what are they going to do with them? And there's some people there's some reasons why you wouldn't. And he just looked at everybody and goes, well, what if they really needed it? That's all he had to say.
Listen, there's a... as big as your city gets, there's people on every corner.
Yeah.
And a lot, it isn't up to us to judge them.
Nope.
They're God, they're Jesus, their person will judge them, their higher being. That isn't the way I interpret it. We're supposed to do what we can do, but you can't do it so much. I mean, you got people on every corner, and you already have obligations, and we want to help the organizations that we like. It's debatable. It's tough. It's a tough quandary. It's a quandary a lot of people ask. I don't know the answer to it.
I don't either. But on the lines of homeless folks, we were talking about the weather that we had here. I mean, what a time that you really are feeling for somebody when it's 8 degrees outside and they've got nowhere to go.
I don't know what you do.
I don't either.
I mean, it's unbelievable how you best keep moving, I think. I mean, I don't know. And then that's hard if you're not fed well and you're not clothed right. How do you do that? I mean, it's just – and we're just talking about our little southeastern U.S., Charlotte. I mean, we're not talking about the issues all over the world and that are magnified all over the world every day by the millions. So, I don't know, man. What are you excited about in 23, Patrick?
Well, I usually stay pretty excited about most things, but no, I'm excited for my daughter to finish sixth grade. I think that's cool. I mean, watching her go from middle school or elementary school to middle school has been a huge jump this year. It's been fun to watch. I'm very excited about the business opportunities that we have as a Roby family. We're very blessed and fortunate. I'm excited to watch people grow. I'm excited for our city. I mean, there's so much to be thankful for and excited for. You know what? I'm not like a huge New Year's resolutions guy. I know you're really not either. But something I did in December, we talked about a little earlier, is I wanted to try to get back into running. And I said, hey, I'm going to try to run 100 miles. And so I did. I finished the day before New Year's.
I mean, I called you this morning and said, hi, I got a couple questions. Did you complete your goal? And you said, yeah, you did 101?
Right at 101. But you can hold me accountable. There's an app for this. I'm going to try to do 1,000 miles.
I mean, you know, sometimes, Patrick, you can go a little overboard. Everything in moderation, right? You get a little extreme. I'm just pontificating and trying to throw that out there. 100 miles in 31 days is over an average of 3-something miles a day. If you're not a runner, that's a lot, but good. I'm impressed.
Well, I mean, it's just discipline, right? I mean, I think that's the answer to most people's problems.
If you need
problems.
Discipline, you can come over to the house. I'll take care of you and Ford at the same time. Yes, sir.
Yeah. What about Knox? Is he the Mr.
Knox,
Angel?
He's an angel. He's perfect.
He doesn't do nothing wrong.
He rolls around and says, Mama! And looks at me, gives me the stare.
What was that show back in the 90s with the dinosaurs, with the baby would go, Mama! Dinosaurs! Yeah. Yeah, he beat the dad over the head with the pan and go, not the mama.
I was reading Knox some books last night, and like the three of the four books he picked out for me to read were like farm animal books, and they all celebrate this mother, the mother of the animal kingdom with the child, with the duckling or the hen or whatever. I'm like, what? They don't give the dad any credit. That's why this kid says mama all the time. What's going on?
It's a rigged world. It's rigged against us.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about the big cold blast we had.
Let's do it.
What it did, how to prepare your home and your business for that in the future. You're listening to At Home with Roby. We got Patrick when we return.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your host.
You sound kind of muffled.
Muffled?
Oh, there you go.
Is that better?
Now you sound muscled.
Muscled. Not muffled.
So I was keeping Knox for Reagan, and we had a blast. Reagan, you know, he didn't have option A or option B or whatever you want to call her at the time. And I'm like, Who's my dog? I'm like, Knox is my dog. What's dog say? And we go, roo, 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 roo.
Like a Georgia Bulldog.
And then he got in the car with Reagan, and I said, Knox, who's my dog? What's the dog say? Roo, roo. He goes, no, daddy, no, daddy. Dog go rough, rough. And I'm like, man, mama's in the car now.
He's got to do the prim and proper bark instead of the roar, 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 roar.
He just didn't want to pay me no homage. I don't get it.
Oh, man.
The dogs. I mean, we're recording this before the championship game. We were just talking about it during the break. What crazy football that was. Sorry for all the Michigan and Ohio State Buckeye fans. But it's the dogs and the Christian athletes.
They should play a consolation game for third place between those two. That would be a fun game to watch.
Oh, that
the
would
game
be,
top
that
part
would be
two.
A good game.
Because they'd both be so pissed. Oh, yeah. It would make a ton of money.
It isn't all about the money, TJ.
But it still would make
a lot
of money.
It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
Well, you know, the UGA is the only place in the world where there's a W in the word dog. Dog. Sick 'em.
Is that really how they spell it?
I think that's how they spell it, D-A-W-G.
They might.
That's how it is in the dictionary if you look.
Whatever happened to education? That's how it is
that's
in the dictionary.
That's not important.
In the UGA
They spell
dictionary.
It D-O-G-G like Snoop Dogg. Two G's. That's how it's
That's
like
how
the
I say dog.
Dog. Wait, what did they say before the Georgia game? Pat McAfee, if you don't know who he is, he's hysterical. And he's like, that's the only place you're going to see billionaires bark like a dog. Talking
wow.
about Georgia because they all bark. TJ, give us a bark. There you go. See, that's Dang. Intense. That sounds like a Rottweiler.
I need to bring you around Knox. let him learn something.
There you go.
We'll teach him up.
Yeah, come on.
How's he looking red?
Bloody.
Well, he's got a lot of Roby red, so, I mean, we already got the colors. We got the his color palette's perfect, TJ. He's ready.
He wears a lot of red, I will say. Well, cool. Okay, so we had a big cold blast. We talked a little bit about it, relative to people that don't have proper shelter and all that. That's sad.
Yeah, yeah.
But, man, I think the services lines for a couple days there were ringing off the hook, right?
Well, it was the whole industry. I mean, yeah. I mean, you got the service folks, you had the restoration folks. I mean, everything happened all at once, and but I mean, it created a lot of problems because here it is, it's Christmas Eve, right? I mean, it's a one time where a lot of folks are not working.
Well, didn't the I got to understand this. For the first time in my life that I can remember, the municipalities around us, whether it be Charlotte or the suburbs, did some rolling blackouts.
They ran out of power. Yeah, I mean, Duke, I think, is actually today having to testify against the energy. No, it's not the energy utility board, I think it is, because they actually ran out of power.
So you hear about this in California and places like that are heavily populated. People are used to rolling blackouts, but I think they're in opportune times to have a blackout.
Yeah.
And they had these scheduled blackouts. Travis and I were talking about it. He lives over near South Park off Colony Road. And he's like, I said, well, why didn't they do it for like an hour? His power went off for 6 hours. His pipe froze.
Pop.
Right. He said 15 minutes before the power came back on, it popped. Okay. So, and I said, well, why didn't they do it? He said, well, they tried to do them for an hour or so at a time,
minutes,
but when they were
the,
kicking them back on, it wasn't working. That's when you go, oh, crap.
Whoopsies.
So when it gets really cold, people that have pipes that aren't inside their heated house, they tend to freeze.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you have irrigation, it'll freeze, and when pipes freeze, the ice expands, the water expands, and it busts the pipe, and you really don't recognize it until a couple of days later when it thaws.
Right. Well, I think that was a big dilemma we had here. Is it happened over the holidays, so you had a lot of folks that had no clue. Right, they're not at home, they're out visiting relatives, or you're out of the office. And so when these things finally thawed, I mean, you had a huge, huge catastrophe, which we'll be cleaning up for months.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was absolutely wild. This has happened a couple of times. I've been in the services business for 12 years. This is the second time I really remember, being overwhelmed. Like, I think all services business could say the same, maybe not all of them, but where it got so cold and there were so many, it's just almost like some people just putting their arms in the air and saying, I don't know.
So, what's your lesson number one? Get a generator?
Generator would help. Obviously, bleed your pipes. I mean, everybody always says let your water run a little bit. That is accurate. Moving water freezes less quickly than still water.
Is it a lot less?
I think it's significantly. I mean, you think about a stream doesn't really freeze very often. A lake will freeze in a second. So, that's step two. Preventative maintenance.
That must be the Yankee in you, because I don't see too many lakes freeze.
Oh, well.
What are you talking about?
Our little pond in front of my house sure done froze up over Christmas.
We call that a pee dabber.
That's a pee dabber. We were thinking about throwing some ice skates on. That's a different story. Right. But just those little things. Preventative maintenance, right? That's the key. Like, it's amazing how many people that, even on a generator type situation, when the power gets bad, will call us and say, they'll say, oh, my generator didn't kick on. And it's like, well, when's the last time you had it maintained?
So also, I know personally,
yeah,
all of my HVAC systems didn't work. So he's just like, where's this going? He's looking at me because I don't use a different HVAC contractor.
Do you?
But on Christmas morning, actually, I had no heat in my house. It was kind of chilly. I like fires, fortunately.
Revert back to what I said earlier. Christmas, it's supposed to be cold at Christmas.
Yeah.
That doesn't go
I'm well. Not complaining. I mean, I really haven't complained much during this whole process. I've learned some, and that's what I was going to talk about. At my house, we have heat pumps. We're not on gas heat.
Yep.
And apparently when it gets below 35 degrees.
Auxiliary heat.
Your heat strips is something a heat pump has, which is auxiliary heat kicks in. And when it's really, really, really cold, I think sometimes what I've learned, they have a hard time kicking in. Is that right?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look, but they should be kicking in. I mean, that's what the point of this thing is.
I mean, I don't know. So my heat strips were having
they weren't communicating
struggle bus
properly. Yeah.
So I don't understand, but I think it was the extreme cold that really triggered it. The abnormal extreme cold. I guess it's kind of like doing push-ups and stuff. If you live where it gets to 10 degrees all the time, your heat strips are in shape.
They're exercising.
You know? I don't know. What else? So get a generator, run your water, preventative maintenance, bleed your lines. I mean, how does somebody bleed their lines?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just keep the water. Keep some water flowing. Just keep the water flowing.
I was going to prick myself and put it under the water.
No, okay. And then you can always, any pipe that you have outside, if you can put some insulation on it too, is obviously helpful.
Hmm.
And so you have a lot of issues with tankless water heaters that were outside. The condensate pans and pumps were freezing.
Okay, let's educate for a second. So tankless water heaters, which I have,
yeah,
which are great because it gives you efficiency on your power when they're working good, and it gives you pretty quick hot water because it circulates, right?
Well, if you have a recirculating hot water, not all tankless water heaters have that built in.
But they mount outside, which then when it gets down to 10 degrees, it might create some issues.
So what you want to do is, and that's something that a lot of people don't think, that those require maintenance as well, descaling and things like that. And so really they want to be able to ask whoever is maintaining, if you haven't had it maintained ever or had somebody come look at it since it's been installed or you moved into a house that has one, that would be something you probably want to get done pretty soon. But just ask the contractor or whoever your service agreement is with, like, hey, in the event that it gets 10 degrees again, am I covered? And they'll be able to show you kind of,
that's
hey,
right.
What you
have. That's a great question.
And what you should be doing and maybe some things that they could offer as an upgrade.
And I have a well. I live out in the county, so I'm not on city water. I always had a well, so when it gets cold, my dad used to put a light bulb in the well house.
Yeah, but people do
and
that.
That would work. I don't know if it works in 10 degrees, but I put a space heater, and then my brother said that you can go buy some heat tape.
There you go, yeah.
And plug it in. You got an outlet in your well house. There's things you can do, so ask your service provider proactively.
Yeah, these are things
and
that you want to
figure it out, and then when you know the temperature is going to get that low, you go do it.
We used to do that. My dad would do that with his boat, with the light bulb, put it in the little engine compartment.
That's right.
Yep, just enough heat to keep
it.
We
might need to put one of them in your head.
It's nice and warm in there.
All right. Well, it is getting warm. It's nice weather outside. I think it's about 65 degrees right now. Feels pretty good. We'll be back. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Haston with the Roby Family of Companies. We are your host, man. You got one of those fancy pens we had in
You still sound kind of muffled. I just found this pen.
Elementary school. Yeah, man, but it's got like the seven different colors where you click the top.
It's four.
That one's not as cool as one that has seven, just saying. But those are cool. I haven't seen one of those since like middle school.
It's a big. It's got blue, red, green, and black.
You might be able to sell that bad boy on eBay, make you a fortune.
Yeah, I think that looks like it was founded in 1981.
That's the year before my birth. There we go. We're in. Yeah.
You a youngin'.
40.
40.
40.
That's 40.
Still feel like I'm 18, though.
It's the year of Jordan, and you're 40.
I feel like I'm, honestly.
Once again, we'll go with that earlier theme. I feel good. I mean, I have times when I get sick, like last week in Alabama. But
maybe you shouldn't go to Alabama.
I feel like I'm teen 20s.
Yeah.
Which is good. Or a preteen. I felt good when I was a preteen. I was a little gnarly then. You should have seen me.
Back in the late 80s.
That was the late 80s. Yeah.
There you go. You had your Nash skateboard. You were rolling.
When Hurricane Hugo came through. Tony
Hawk wasn't born in the lit. No, I'm just
kidding. That commercial. Have y'all seen the commercial on TV?
Great.
Tony Hawk is the GOAT skateboarder ever.
Yeah.
And he has monetized it very similar to Michael Jordan.
Dude, I mean, so, like, I don't play video games, but, like, if we would ever play video games in college, it was Tony Hawk skateboarding.
He does it all.
He's got
the brand, and he's just a good guy. He's never gotten tied up in some hubbub.
Now he plays badminton with a skateboard.
But they tell, that commercial says, Tony, you're getting old. You can't skateboard anymore. So he does all these other sports with these more sedative sports.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Is that what it's called when you sit on the couch?
It's being sedative?
Sedative.
Or is that what
or they, you take a sedative?
Yeah, I think
you
it's
close
a,
your head.
It might be a dual purpose word.
I might have needed a sedative last week. Good God, money, it's clogged up.
Hey, so in the last segment, you said they needed to put a light bulb in my head. Did it look
oh,
like?
Oh yeah.
Does it look like I have a good idea or something?
You seem a little dim. I don't know. It must be your skin color's a little.
I did
pale.
I did spend some time up in the Big Apple over the break. It was pretty dang cold.
You went to the Apple?
We went to New York City on we left Christmas Day. Came back like 3 days after.
How was it?
Man, I'll tell you what, there is a lot of people up there.
Are you acting like you had done that on the last show?
Yeah, it was cool.
Was there a lot of people?
Dude, it was.
They're back?
It was slammed.
Listen,
I mean, you couldn't move.
We need a lot of crazy people in New York. That means the world's functioning.
Yeah. No,
the way I look at it, when the streets of New York are empty,
that's not good.
I'm going, oh, Lord.
I couldn't imagine. I mean, they were not empty at all. I'll tell you what, you want to try something fun? Go for a jog down the streets of New York City. If I felt like I got a handoff and I'm trying to find a hole for about 3 miles, it was like just like weaving and dodging. It was pretty fun, but it was a challenge for sure. But something
you,
I wanted to
did
do.
Did you have Scarlett in a stroller?
she's a little big for that.
Well, I pushed Knox. I think Knox weighs like 45 pounds. I pushed him in the stroller the other day, and I was like, good gosh. The dude's heavier than Ford.
Nah, she's on her own. But I'll tell you one thing I learned. We're in the wrong business. You know what a rickshaw is?
Rickshaw?
You know those things where they pedal the bike?
That seems like it'd be a tough business to make a living at.
They charge you $8 a minute.
Have you seen what?
Holy smokes.
Have you seen what bananas cost these days?
I mean, I'm telling you what. I had no idea. We just got it. I'm like an idiot. You got to get ripped off in New York at least once. I think that's part of the trip.
This is what I'm telling you. I realized the first time I had ever, other than college, really got into grocery shopping was when COVID started. I was the grocery shopper.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember.
And I realized I started getting this broad, you know, you go to the store for a couple months and you're buying this same stuff, so you kind of registering subliminally what things cost. I realized the eggs, grade A eggs, white eggs, and bananas were way cheap relative to what I thought you got. They were cheap products, economical, what
okay.
have you.
All right.
Reagan would buy 60 eggs for like $4.40 at Walmart, and now I think 60 eggs is like $15. That's crazy. I mean, I would honestly, I would come home during COVID and go outside and try to juggle eggs just for the heck of it.
Someone needs to have a talk to these chickens, man.
They get away with highway murder. But anyway, it's just crazy what things cost. I don't know if bananas have gone up. Bananas aren't my favorite fruit. They kind of make me feel hollow when I eat them. Don't know. Just saying. I think when you add banana to strawberry, it messes it up. It's not as good as a strawberry milkshake.
They call that a smoothie.
Or a smoothie. A strawberry is bet good. Strawberry banana. Stinks.
Banana's like the filler, right? I mean, that's what makes it. It gives you a little more substance.
The empty filler. The cheap filler.
Well, it was cheap. Evidently
strawberries
not.
Are more expensive than bananas.
Yeah, they should be.
Why?
I guess strawberries are made more water.
Why should they be?
They're a much more dense
because
product.
They can't fix your cramp.
they can.
When you get a cramp.
They can, but they're good.
Strawberry can?
No, I said they can't. I was agreeing with you.
Goodness gracious.
Holy cow. I promise we're going to get smarter
when
before the end of the
year. When you were in college, did you ever like get a cramp and then grab a banana and go, oh, my calf. And it go away?
No.
Good. I think that's an urban legend. I was just trying to prove that.
Well, hey,
right.
Next week we're going to get back on with some entrepreneurial stories.
We're going to stop cutting up and talking about
this is fun.
It's cool stuff.
I do,
though.
Too. Yeah, I enjoy
I'm
it
in
also.
A good mood. I got to spend time with Patrick and TJ today. I'm not, knock on wood, feeling bad. I'm feeling good. I get to go watch my girls play basketball again tonight. That's going to be fun. So here we go. Hey, thanks for listening. Happy New Year. Let's roll 2023, the year of Jordan. MJ, he owns the Hornets. Let's go. You're listening to At Home with Roby. Have a great day. Do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile around on your face.